People in Charlottesville are remembering the 32-year-old woman who died yesterday at a counter-protest following a white supremacist rally. Today, police identified her as Heather Heyer. As we mentioned, she was killed when a suspected white supremacist allegedly drove his car into a crowd of people. Mallory Nopain from member station WVTF has the story.
At the site where Heather Heyer died, people came all day, delivering candles, notes of sympathy, and flowers. Heyer worked in Charlottesville as a paralegal. Leaving work Friday with her friend and co-worker, Courtney Commander, they debated whether to go to this weekend's rally at all.
She said to us many times, like, I want to go so bad, but I just don't want to die. I'm so scared because these people are so serious. And she was the only one who lost her life. I just feel so bad.
Commander says while Heyer had never protested before, she always spoke up.
Heather denounced any type of discrimination, not just racism. She stood up for gay rights and just anything that she felt like was wrong, she stood for.
Heyer grew up just north of Charlottesville. Justin Marks first met her in high school.
She has the biggest sense of humor. Her wit was unparalleled. She could debate anyone under the table, and she had an answer for everything. She was just awake.
Back at the memorial site, Abby and Eric Carter drove an hour to deliver a handmade bouquet. He didn't know Heyer, but he was still emotional.
She's all of us. We know, I mean, the people who are here right now, who are coming and driving by slowly, paying homage. This is all of us. This is America.
19 other people were injured in the incident that killed Heyer. James Fields, the alleged driver, has been charged with murder and has his first appearance in court tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Mallory Nopain in Charlottesville.
Later in the program, we speak with Christian Picciolini. He used to be a white supremacist. Now he spends time talking with young people tempted by the movement and helping others recognize the language of white supremacy.
The words may be massaged a little bit. The marketing message maybe is a little bit more savvy, and they've learned how to appeal to the real and perceived grievances of Americans who are struggling.
Our conversation with Christian Picciolini and a look ahead to the news of the week, that's coming up.